Brantford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Brantford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Brantford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Good evening and welcome in to Brantford Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports. We are here for the Lady Owls home opener. Pretty momentous occasion coming off the 2020 COVID season where it was no attendance or limited attendance, depending on which part of the season you're speaking of. So we get to cover both the Lady Owls home opener and the Owls home opener, which will be next week. We'll be looking forward to that as well. The Owls tonight are in Warren to take on the Dragons, while the Lady Owls will be hosting the female counterpart to the Warren Dragons, the Lady Dragons, the District 10 champion Lady Dragons will be in Bradford tonight at the Owls Nest. And the Lady Owls, of course, with a very new look team this year, coming off a year in which they saw their leading scorer, Hannah Larry, graduate. She put up 20 points per game. That was Hannah Larry's average points per game, 20 points per game. So that's a lot of offense to try to replace, to try to produce those type of points game in and game out. Missing that player is something that the Lady Owls have to crack this year. It's going to be a tough assignment for all of these players on this basketball team. And for first-year head coach, Tony Richards. So Tony Richards takes over for Bob Hannon, longtime head coach of the Lady Owls, and Tony Richards in his first year. The Lady Owls started off the season 0-2 as they had two games at the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament in Otto Eldred over the weekend. First game was against the hosting Otto Eldred Lady Terrors. They lost that game, and then in the consolation game, they met Allegheny Limestone, the Lady Gators there, and put up a good fight, but the Lady Gators were triumphant in the consolation game. So the Lady Owls fall to 0-2. And really, as I mentioned, it is that big problem of trying to find, replace that point production. So Hannah Larry is still leading her team on the basketball floor. She's playing at UPB currently. And now with the Lady Owls without her, 20 points per game, where is that going to come from? So the easiest way, and we should preface this by saying it's hard. It's not easy. It's going to be hard no matter what. Finding 20 points per game is hard. It's hard to score 20 points in a high school basketball game. Just ask the Owls, who put up 27 in four quarters. The entire team put up 27 against Otto Eldred in the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament Championship game, a final score of 29-27. And we're looking for 20 points per game. Where is this Lady Owls team going to find it? But the easiest way to do that very hard task is for all of the Lady Owls, for everybody that hits the floor to try to pitch in. If five of the girls can score four more points, it's going to be much easier than if, you know, two try to score 10 or any way you divide that up. So they need to try to spread that out as best they can. How many ever players hit the floor on any given night? If you can spread that 20 points out between them, that's going to be the easiest way to do it. And again, under a first-year head coach, Tony Richards stepping in, and they're in very similar circumstance to the Owls this year, who are also under a first-year head coach, who are also working into a new program, trying to figure out their identity here early in the season. The big difference between these two programs, the Owls and Lady Owls, is that the Owls are returning four starters, and that's not really the case here for the Lady Owls. Now, they will be, we'll run through the starting lineup real quick here. For Bradford, it's going to be junior number three, Alana Benson. It's going to be senior number five, Riley Close. Sophomore number 14, Kaylee Dixon. Number 22, a junior, Carly Persichini, and number 21, the junior, Abby Schleicher. So a few returning faces and a few players that were quick off the bench last season as well. But as far as returning starters and every game, logging a lot of playing time. Really, Alana Benson is going to be the big name. Kaylee Dixon saw some playing time last year as a freshman. She did really well. Abby Schleicher was on the floor quite a bit. But it's going to fall. A lot of this is going to fall on the shoulders of the junior Alana Benson. She is the top scorer so far for the Lady Owls through two games. But they also have some other players that have really stepped up already. Leading the team in rebounds is Kaylee Dixon. She has double digit rebounds in both of her first two games so far this season. So coming out here against the reigning District 10 champion, Warren Lady Dragons, they have a tough task, but they will be on their home floor. They will be in front of fans, looking across into the bleachers here. I see quite a few people showed up for the Lady Owls home opener tonight, so that's good to see coming off of last year. But they have a tough task ahead, and you know, we just saw the JV game go into the mercy rule. Lady Dragons JV team won 47-13 over the Lady Owls. So again, a tough game tonight, but they will battle through it either way and find their identity. We're going to pause for the national anthem, and we'll be back with the first quarter of action. Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owls Nest for Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports. I am your voice of the Owls, Jimmy Keltz. My sound engineer and producer, Andy Paulson, is back at the station. And we are getting ready to get underway as they introduce the starting lineups on the floor. We went through the starting line for the Lady Owls, so let's see who the Warren Lady Dragons will be putting on the floor tonight. Number one, Sam Ruhlman. This is actually quite funny. Number one, Sam Ruhlman. Number 15, Emma Ruhlman. And number 25, Gracie Ruhlman will all be starting tonight for Warren. So the Ruhlman family, obviously very adept at basketball. They've got three starters all at the same time. I would assume at least two of them are sisters, if not all three. But yeah, very, very basketball-oriented family. The Ruhlmans. Then we'll have Haley Kazminski, number four, and number 12, Riley Childress. And now we'll hear a little bit of a roar from the crowd as the Lady Owls are introduced. Alana Benson runs onto the court. The Lady Owls are going to be in their home all whites, and the Lady Dragons will be in the all blue away. Abby Schleicher on the floor. Riley Close on the floor, Carly Persichini on the floor, and Kaylee Dixon on the floor as well. So the Lady Owls get set to take the tip off here tonight. Boy, and they just look happy to be on the home floor, all smiles here early for Bradford. Happy to be on the home floor in front of fans. Last season was so rough. For all of these programs, really, for every high school sports program in every school, not just in Bradford, but, you know, games being canceled, kids being quarantined, being postponed. Are we even going to have a season? How are we supposed to allow 25 people into a gym when there's, you know, 10 of us on the team, coaches and officials? And it was just a rough year. So to be back here with fans in attendance, the players, you know, don't have to wear masks during the entire duration of the game. I'm sure that's a relief. I know they're young and healthy, but boy, it's hard just to talk through one. So to run and jump, I can't even imagine. So we're getting ready for tip here. And the ball is up, and Warren will control the tip. It goes directly to Riley Childress, the point guard for the Lady Dragons, and she will bring up the ball and set up the offense for Warren. A high screen, she drives left, a pass out to the perimeter, and a drive inside. Layup is high off the glass, goes off to the right side. Warren gets the offensive rebound. Kicked back out to Childress, and a nice dump pass down low to a wide open Haley Kuzminski is good for two, and Warren takes an early 2-0 lead, 7 minutes, 30 seconds into the first quarter. Now Benson passes down low to Abby Schleicher. Back out, and the Lady Owls will swing around the perimeter. Back to Benson. She's got it up top. Pass is tipped by the Lady Dragons, and it's stolen. Warren in a fast break. Pass goes down court, goes a little wild, and they have to slow up the offense. They do maintain possession, but the fast break is over, and they'll transition into their normal half-court offense. So a weave up top on the left side, drives inside, kicks it out, and then a pass into the corner. High screen and a three-point shot up and good for Riley Childress. A very fluid offense here from Warren. Easy to tell why the Lady Dragons are the cream of the crop in District 10. And now Bradford will set back up their offense. And it's going to be Riley close back to Alana Benson at the top of the perimeter. Bradford setting up a weave. Warren in a man-to-man defense. Riley close to Alana Benson. Close, dips down into the low block. And up to receive the pass is Persichini. And Alana Benson drives inside and will take a foul. Foul on the floor, not on the shot. 5-0, Warren leads. 6 minutes and 8 seconds left. Foul on Warren, so the inbound pass. And Persichini is blocked. It's a clean block, so Warren will come down in transition now. Layup is no good, but the putback is good for Warren. Emma Ruhlman puts in two, and now it's 7-0, the Lady Dragons lead. 5:50 left in the first quarter. Benson, ooh, nice pass down low, and fouled is Persichini. So has to commit the foul there to save from the layup. A beautiful feed from Alana Benson from well behind. I mean, about halfway between the three-point line and half court. I mean, well behind the three-point line. She dumps it all the way down low. And now two shots from the charity stripe. And the first one is in for Persichini. It is 7-1. Warren leads. Second shot is up, and that one hits the back of the rim, and the Owls almost get the offensive rebound as Kaylee Dixon. Dixon double digit rebounds in both of her first two games, almost gets the offensive board there, but it goes out of bounds. Warren basketball, and Childress will bring up the ball for the Lady Dragons. Pass to Ruhlman, pass to another Ruhlman, then to Kuzminski. Shot is no good. Lady Owls with the rebound. Benson will bring it up across half court. And pass is stolen. So Warren with a steal there, a feed down low, and count the bucket for Sam Ruhlman, her first of the game. And it'll be a timeout for the Lady Owls. We'll take a timeout with them. It's 9-1. Lady Owls trail Warren in the first quarter. It's Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889. And Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Coming out of the Bradford timeout here, still a little bit of time left on the clock as they took a full timeout here in the first quarter. Warren leads 9-1 as of now. We have Sam Ruhlman with 2 points, Kuzminski with 2 points, Emma Ruhlman with 2 points, and Riley Childress hit the three-pointer. For Bradford, it's Carly Persichini with one free throw, 9-1. And the pass by Benson has some mustard on it, and it's a little high, and it'll go out of bounds as Persichini can't quite hang on to it. Warren will inbound, 5 minutes left in the first quarter. And Childress brings up the ball, little stutter step, drives left side, handoff pass, spin move, left-handed finger roll is no good. Warren gets the offensive rebound, kicked out to Childress for three, air ball, and no one will track it down. It'll be Bradford Owls basketball. So that takes about 15 seconds off the clock, 4:46. And Benson will collect the inbound, and she'll give it right back to Schleicher, who will bring up the ball for the Lady Owls. Catches a high trap near midcourt, but the Owls break through it, and another pass is tipped and goes out of bounds. This one was a little high, also to Persichini. So the Lady Dragons will set up again. Still 9-1, 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Childress takes a high screen, passes it off. Dump pass down low, kicked back out to Childress for three in the corner. It's in and out, and the rebound collected by Schleicher. Alana Benson takes the pass at midcourt, and she'll dribble to the left side. Dribbles almost into another defender going back to the center, but sees it, turns back away. Pass is almost stolen, but Persichini corrals it. Back to Benson in the corner, high screen. Swarming defense here. A lot of help defense by Warren. They collapse in on the ball carrier quickly, and it seems like they're always double covering whoever has the ball. They're very fast. But a nice drive there for Riley Close. Draws a foul on the shot, so she'll go to the line to shoot two. And this might be the key here for the Owls to find a little bit of offense from the free throw line if they can convert. The first shot hits back of the rim and barely bounces out, but it'll be no good. Close will get one more shot from the free throw line. Still 9-1, 3:47 left in the first quarter. Second shot is up, and that one's a little strong as well. Bounces out. Warren grabs the rebound, passes down court. They're in transition offense, and it goes quickly into a layup for Alana Stewart. So they do have a quick transition game as well. Warren, a nice, well-rounded team with good swarming defense. Again, easy to see why this team does so well. And there is an and one for the Lady Owls. It's Kaylee Dixon, and she hits about a 14-footer up near the elbow. It falls, and she's fouled on the shot. Lady Dragon nicks the elbow. So she'll take three the hard way, and the free throw is good. So we've got an 11-4 game, 3 minutes and 24 seconds left in the first quarter now. And again, that might be a bit of a key here for the Lady Owls to try to get some points from the free throw line. Not only that, is it a good, easy way to get points without a hand in your face? Pass is stolen by the Lady Owls. So a little bit of life here breathed in to Bradford. Pass down low is stolen back by Warren, and they'll run transition down. Three on two, it's slowed up, but the pass goes over to Kizminski, and she puts it in for two. 13-4, now a 9-point lead for Warren. 2:48 left in the first quarter, and this ball is ripped away. Ripped right out of the hands of Kaylee Dixon, and Warren will bring it back down. So the Lady Dragons will take a beat here, pause, take an instruction from their coach, Lisa Laban. A drive on the right side, tough shot from down below, and it doesn't go. And the Lady Owls seem to be kind of fighting each other over the rebound there, but a quick timeout from the coach. And it's going to be a full timeout, so we'll take a timeout with them. This is Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports. And the Lady Owls trailing one by 9, 13-4 here in the first quarter. And Bradford calls a timeout after gathering a rebound from a missed Warren shot. And the action's been moving so fast here as Warren quickly transitions every time they handle the ball. But been trying to get out the point that if the Owls can create some offense from the free throw line, not only do they get their opportunity to shoot without a hand in their face, they get an opportunity to slow things down, shoot while the clock's not running. That's another big one. But also, right now, it's 4 team fouls for Warren to 0 team fouls for the Lady Owls. So they're going to be in a bonus situation come the second quarter if this keeps up at this rate. 2 minutes, 10 seconds left in the first. And as Bradford drives baseline, the ball is mishandled, tipped, and goes out of bounds. It's Warren basketball. So here comes Childress as we approach 2 minutes in the first quarter. Warren working on taking their first double-digit lead. And here's the shot. It's long. And we have Bradford trying to gather the rebound. Schleicher battling for the rebound, but it ends up going out of bounds and will be Warren basketball. Here's the inbound up to the elbow and stolen. Stolen by Kaylee Dixon. Outlet pass to Schleicher. And up top at the elbow, a nice little give and go move. Pump fake, drives in for the lane. Oh, and the layup somehow hits right in the middle of that box on the backboard and front of the rim and somehow rolls out. So it's no good for Riley Close. And it'll be Warren basketball after the rebound goes out of bounds. Still 13-4, 1:26 left in the first quarter now. Childress brings up the ball for Warren. High screen, handoff, and a pass to the top of the perimeter. They work their way down low so quickly. Here's the layup on the left side. It's just a little strong and doesn't go, and Bradford collects the rebound. Schleicher brings it up over midcourt and finds Close. Back to Pershini, to Benson, who's it might have been a pump fake, but it was blocked. She does get it back. And here's a shot up from the elbow for Dixon. It's no good. Warren with the rebound, and they're off and running. More transition offense from the Lady Dragons. Coast to coast goes number 15, Emma Ruhlman, for her second shot of the game. It's 15-4, and there's their double-digit lead for the first of the game. 15-4 with 30 seconds left. And a blocking foul, I believe. Yeah, a blocking foul on Warren. So their fifth team foul. Still 14-5, 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Inbound pass to Benson in the corner. She drives baseline right into a trap, turns around, comes right back out. And she's still working on driving in that left side. Now she'll come up to the top of the perimeter. Fake right, drive left. High screen isn't there. And it's going to be a turnover. I believe it was a 8-second violation, or 5-second violation, rather. And it'll be Warren basketball. Just 12 seconds on the clock, still 15-4. Warren tries to extend the lead with one possession before the end of the quarter. Childress brings it up. She's going to drive right side, kicks it out for three. And it's off the mark for Emma Ruhlman. So the three-pointer doesn't go and will end the first quarter 15-4. Warren leads Bradford heading into the second. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889. and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Back to Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports here live from the Owl's Nest. Just dropped my favorite pencil, and there's no reach in that one. So we're going to go for the backup mechanical doodad. It's 15-4. Warren leads the Lady Owls heading into the second. And Warren, a really well-rounded basketball team. It's easy to see why they have so much success. They do a lot of things very well. Their defense, they play a man-to-man defense, and it's very help-oriented. So anytime a Bradford ball carrier dribbles in any direction, the next defender will step in and close in on them. If they start to drive in, almost every time two defenders will close in, and they're fast enough to get back when Bradford passes out of that double team. And just like that, Warren comes away with another steal. So they'll start the second quarter with another turnover, and the layup is good for Childress. And that leads me to the next thing they do well as we approach 17-4 here early in the second quarter, is this transition offense. Now they can set up, there's a travel called on the Lady Owls as Riley Close got trapped near the sideline, about three-quarter court, and was looking for a little bit of help. A couple of Lady Owls were coming back to the ball to gather the pass, and that must be an extra step there. But Warren has no problem slowing down and setting up an offense. They work their way inside very quickly when they do, and as I say that, there's a pass down low to the block. The shot is blocked by the Lady Owls by Kaylee Dixon. And it'll be brought down by Bradford. Alana Benson with the pass to Schleicher. Schleicher to Dixon, give and go. But Schleicher is on the ground. She loses the ball, and Warren's transition offense is off and running. It's two more points for Emma Ruhlman. So she's got six on the night, now the leading scorer of the game. 19-4, 6:45 left in the first half. Another steal for the Lady Dragons. And there's a travel called on Alyssa Farr. Entered the game in the second quarter. And let's see, a couple of substitutions for the Lady Dragons here. Most of the Lady Owls lineup is the same. Alana Benson, Abby Schleicher, Kaylee Dixon, Carly Pershini, and Riley Close. So the same starting five. Alana Benson gets a high screen from Dixon. And it's going to be another 5-second violation. 6:23 left in the first half. Another turnover there for Bradford, and Warren will take advantage, up by 15, 19-4. Here's a drive, right side, layup is too strong. Rebound is gathered by Warren, and the putback doesn't go, and now Benson will get the long rebound, and she'll bring up the ball for Bradford. Gives it to Schleicher, and the pass is stolen right away. Warren transition offense off and running again. Childress with a right-handed layup. She was all by herself, and that's good for two. 21-4, 5:52 left in the first half, and Bradford will take a timeout, just a half timeout, so we'll keep it here. Try to work our way through what we're seeing here with this Warren team. So fast, so good defensively, very sound, and their offense, it almost seems like they don't prefer either one. They just take what they're given. And it comes so naturally. They just take what they're given. They don't force the transitions, but they're fast enough that almost any time if they get an outlet pass, even off a rebound, they can turn that into a fast break. Obviously, they're getting steals and turnovers. They turn that into a transition, into a fast break. But if it's not there, they can slow things down, and they play out of that very well too. They set up a couple passes and always work their way down low. They get to the low block just off of three or four passes and getting good looks, taking good shots. Alana Benson and a beautiful play. It's going to be a foul. So a nice screen, a nice pick and roll from Kaylee Dixon. Alana Benson was the ball handler. Kaylee Dixon comes up and sets the high screen. She rolls. Benson finds her, and she's fouled on the floor. So here's the inbound. Bradford will set up again. And, boy, if that foul doesn't happen on the floor, Kaylee Dixon has a nice look at a layup on the left side. There's another high screen and roll. This time Warren plays it a little bit better. But Dixon had a shot there. Here's the drive, and the layup is good for Mackenzie Taylor. Just entered the game, coming out of the timeout for Bradford. Mackenzie Taylor comes in and immediately adds a bucket. It's 21-6 with 5 minutes left in the first half. Here's the shot from Ruhlman. It's a three-pointer. Doesn't go, but Warren gathers the offensive rebound. Another three-pointer is up. This one hits the front of the rim, and Warren gets the offensive rebound again. It goes out of bounds. Last touched by Bradford. Still 21-6, a 15-point lead with 4 minutes and 47 seconds left in the first half. Here's the inbound drive baseline by Emma Ruhlman, and the right-handed layup is good. That's her eighth point of the night. And she again becomes leading scorer. It's 23-6 now with 4.5 minutes left in the half. Benson working towards the left side. And it's another violation and turnover for the Lady Owls. Benson getting visibly frustrated. But the Owls trying to work through it here. 23-6, 4:20 left in the first half. And there's a backdoor cut by Warren. And the wide open layup doesn't go for Gracie Ruhlman. And here's Kaylee Dixon now for the Lady Owls. Pass goes to Taylor. Back out to Benson. Benson working to the left side. High screen from Dixon. But Benson picks up the dribble. And it's almost lost. Dixon tries to get rid of it. And then Warren comes up with a steal. Emma Ruhlman driving right side. Layup doesn't go, but she's fouled. Emma Ruhlman, a bit of a gamer. We can see here early as she's got a few shots from the outside. She's working a lot down low. She's running with the ball, so she can handle that as well. And on the transition here, puts up a tough shot, doesn't go, gets the foul, and she'll take two from the free throw line. The first one is in and good for Ruhlman. And she'll get one more from the line as well. It's 24-6, 3:48 left in the first half. Ruhlman's second shot is up and good. Nothing but net. There's the inbound pass. And Kaylee Dixon handles that. Benson gets the pass and drives left side, stolen by Warren. Another steal for the Lady Dragons. Childress bounce pass down low, a little off the mark. So they've got to pick it up, pass it back out. It ends up with an open three-point shot, and it's no good. Childress will try to track it down as the ball goes out of bounds. But as she goes for the save, she'll step on the line, and that'll be a turnover for Warren. And some fresh Lady Owls will hit the floor. We have Alana Benson, Carly Pershini still in the game, Abby Schleicher back in the game, Kaylee Dixon still in the game, and Riley Close back in the game. Here's another steal. Emma Ruhlman driving left side. The layup goes, but there is a foul. Is it a charge? Nope. It's a blocking foul on Bradford. So a nice job by Benson. She tried to get in front, set the feet, and take a charge, but just got there a step too late. Really a bit of a 50-50 call. That one can go either way, but this one goes in favor of Warren. So Ruhlman will get credit for two more, and she'll get another free throw. And that one toilet bowls around the rim and pops right back out. 27-6, 3 minutes left in the first half. Schleicher too close. Close to Pershini. Back to Schleicher, drives left side. And she goes up for a shot. It's tipped, and she kind of gathers her own block shot, and that'll be a jump ball. Possession arrow will go to Warren as Bradford started with possession in the second quarter. And the inbound will be collected by Sam Ruhlman. Sam passes it out, a quick drive on the right side, popped back out, a three-point shot is up and off the mark for Alana Stewart, recently entered the game. Let's see, the rebound is collected by Close. She gives it to Schleicher. Schleicher brings it up for Bradford. Back to Close at the top of the perimeter. Close will drive in left side, kick it back out to Schleicher. Schleicher picks up the dribble, dumps it to Kaylee Dixon at the high elbow, and Dixon loses it. And loose ball is tried to, Riley Close tries to track down the loose ball, but it ends up going out of bounds. And that'll be Warren possession. 2 minutes and 6 seconds left in the first half, 27-6 for the Lady Owls home opener here against the reigning District 10 champion Lady Dragons. Bounce pass down low, up and under move, spin move, layup doesn't go. Benson gathers the rebound. Just under 2 minutes left now. Nice down court pass, good vision by Benson. The shot is up by Close, it's no good, but she's fouled. And Close will go to the line to shoot two. And nice look down low from Benson as she just barely gets over the half court line and sees Close. With an opportunity. Close had a defender starting to close in on her, so she takes the pump fake, drives in, gets a nice look at the basket. Warren has to commit the foul to stop her from getting a really kind of a free look. The first free throw is up and no good. And Close is obviously frustrated. She's usually typically a good free throw shooter. She's now 0 for 3. She'll get a fourth try. And that one will drop. So Close gets the Owls on the board here for the first time in the second quarter. It's 27-7, a 20-point lead for Warren. 1 minute and 37 seconds left in the first half. Childress handles the ball for the Lady Dragons. And they swing around the perimeter, trying to work their way inside. Nothing quite there yet. Ruhlman will drive and kick it back out. Another swing, another drive, kicked right back out. Very patient here, obviously has the big lead, no problem, just killing some clock. And Childress will take the wide open three, and that's good. So a nice look there, just kept working their way around the perimeter. And Sam Ruhlman sees that Childress has popped out and Bradford's defense has sort of collapsed into the other side. Childress gets a nice wide open look at a three. That one falls. 30-7. Benson, let's see, almost comes up with the steal, does Warren, but Benson is able to hang on to it, give it to Schleicher. Dixon loses it, but it goes right into the hands of Riley Cleveland. She misses from the left side. Nice steal from Benson. Benson on the fast break gets the steal. She tries to hit Dixon down low, and Warren steals it right back. Here's Childress. She has a wide open look at a three, but she's going to stop and dribble, take the dribble and try to stop the clock. Bradford will call a timeout. She'll try to kill the clock, rather, and Bradford will take a timeout to do the opposite. 21 seconds left in the first half, so we'll keep it here, 30-7. And Warren, again, doing everything that was, I'm sure, expected of them to come down here. Again, they're facing the Lady Owls team, first-year coach, without Hannah Larry. They finished last year. Lady Owls had a 6-10 record. They were 0-2 in league play, but that just obviously that's a weird record. 6-10, 0-2 in their own league.
But that's, you know, that's the COVID season for you. So Warren, I'm sure, heavy favorites heading into the night. That being said, Bradford has done a lot of things well. They've gotten to the free throw line a lot. They haven't been able to make all their shots. Here's the drive from Warren. Layup is blocked. But we'll see if that's a foul. Yeah, it's going to be a foul on Schleicher. Right now, Warren has 17 fouls, so Bradford currently in the bonus. Bradford has 3 team fouls. Here's the, wow, what an inbound play by the Lady Dragons. Riley Childress, they stack up on the left side of the paint. Riley Childress inbounding. Haley Kazminski just comes in somehow untouched, wide open from the top of the elbow, and gets the wide open layup, makes the two-pointer, is fouled, and converts on the free throw. So 33-7 now as time ticks down in the first half. Benson drives left side, goes for the buzzer beater. She ends up getting stuffed and fouled. So with 2.5 seconds left, Alana Benson will get her chance to get on the board for the first time tonight. Lana Benson held scoreless through the first half of play, unless she can convert these free throws. First shot is good. So Benson is on the board, and if that's what it takes to get her going, so be it, because Benson is typically the most prolific scorer on this Lady Owls team. Second shot is up, and that one bounces out. Bradford almost gets the rebound, but Warren will fight for it, and Childress will gather that, hang on to it until the buzzer signals the end of the first quarter. So we have a first half score, or a first half rather. We have a first half score of 33-8. Warren leads the Lady Owls, but Alana Benson does get on the board there late in the second quarter, gets her first point of the game, and maybe that's enough to wake up her dormant offense so far here, because she is typically a potent scorer here for the Lady Owls. So we're going to take a 4-minute break, and I'll tally my score. We'll go through some stats and a scoring recap for the first half of action. Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, there are a million reasons to share love. My buddy Caleb is one of them. This is his story.
Hi, I'm Caleb. I was born with brittle bone disease. I have broken my bones almost 200 times, and I have had 11 surgeries, but I didn't let that stop me.
There are a million reasons to share love, but you only need one. To learn how you can share love, visit loveshriners.org.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. I'm coming back. ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
With just one spray of Microban 24, your hard surfaces are sanitized for up to 24 hours. Touch after touch after touch.
So 6 hours from now?
Still sanitized.
12 hours?
Yep.
18 hours.
We're really doing this.
24 hours.
When used as directed, one spray of Microban keeps killing 99.9% of bacteria touch after touch for, yeah, up to 24 hours.
Wow.
Microban 24. The sanitizer 4 out of 5 doctors would use in their own homes. So why not you?
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports, and welcome to the Lady Owls halftime show. Here we are halftime at the Owls Nest, where the Warren Lady Dragons lead the Lady Owls 33-8. Of course, Warren is the reigning District 10 champions. They came here with all the confidence in the world, fresh off that big season last year. And really, their offense is firing on all cylinders. They have a lot of playmakers, and their defense is so sound and so fast. The Lady Owls still struggling to find their way without Hannah Larry, with a first-year head coach in Tony Richards. And they have put up 8 here so far. And the surprising part, maybe the most surprising part, is how quiet Alana Benson has been, at least on the actual scorecard. She's been a very big part of the offense, just hasn't scored a lot of, hasn't produced a lot of points so far. I did see just before we came back from that break that the Owls, the boys team, is faring a little better down there in Warren. They're playing the Dragons in Warren tonight. It is also halftime there. They trail by 2 at the half. It is 22-20 for the boys. So holding their own down there, coming off the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament, in which they split their 2 games. They went 1-1. They beat Eisenhower quite handily, 59-37, I believe. It was a 22-point win, if memory recalls. I guess I could just look. And then they played the hosting Otto Eldred Terrors, and they lose that game 28-27, a 1-point loss, 49-27 against Eisenhower. So again, they start their season 1-1, trailing Warren by 2 right now at the half, 22-20. Meanwhile, here we are at the Owl's Nest, and let's try to break down the action so far tonight for the Lady Owls. Warren came out and came out hot. Now, they had they weren't quite putting up points in bunches, I would say. They started scoring more frequently quicker the farther we got into the game. So to start off, they weren't quite as hot, but you could see right away the way that their offense works. And mentioned this earlier in the half, they just take what they're given, and they're absolutely okay with it. They're able to find their offense, their rhythm, it's so fluid. They can play the transition game very well. They have a lot of speed, and they don't give up any size. So they have tall players that are also fast. They give up no size, and they're very fast. And their transition game shows that. So just about every player, I mean, there's 5 Lady Dragons on the floor at any point, and it seems like 4 of them could dart down the court and get there before anybody else. I mean,
They give up no speed. They give up no size. Their transition game is really something to kind of watch, because they can make a fast break out of just about anything. I mean, if they get a rebound and the outlet pass, they have a point guard out on the perimeter ready to go. I mean, they have turned defensive rebounds into fast breaks. Obviously, they're also getting turnovers, and the transition game has flourished from that as well. Kind of getting away from the scoring breakdown, we come to the end of the first half with a score of 15-4. So an 11-point lead. They obviously do build up a bit of a lead there. But the Owls, again, they put up 4 points. They're a slow starting team typically as well. Still finding their identity and finding their rhythm, finding their offense. And they put up 4 against the tough Lady Dragons team going into the second half. And this is when the Lady Dragons really kind of start to turn it on. So not only did they scored a few more points in the second half than they did in the first, but they also, their defense just swarmed, just collapsed in on every drive. The Owls can't really get a good look on, get a good shot off. Everything is well contested. There have been a few nice plays. Now, that being said, there have been some plays, particularly in the second quarter. They found some success with Kaylee Dixon on the high pick and roll. So when she comes up, Kaylee Dixon sets a high screen near the elbow for either Alana Benson or Abby Schleicher. And she has been able to roll off of that high screen and seal her defender out. And when she does that seal move and rolls towards the basket, she's been open more times than not. One time she was, I mean, wide open. And I believe, let me double check my notes here. For Abby Schleicher, for Kaylee Dixon. So on one of the passes was stolen when she had a nice roll. One of the layups, I think, might've just been missed. And a couple of times the pass just wasn't made. There was somebody in the passing lane or the defender for the ball handler, not necessarily the defender for Kaylee Dixon, but the defender for whoever was handling the ball, whether that be Schleicher or Benson or Pershini. That defender was just, you know, blocking the view, blocking the ball's lane, and they weren't able to complete the pass. Anyway, second quarter, Warren outscores Bradford 18-4, but Bradford's points comes solely from one layup by Mackenzie Taylor, a freshman who entered the game there for just a short period of time, and two free throws. So Kaylee Dixon is Bradford's leading scorer right now with 2 points. Mackenzie Taylor has 2 points. Kaylee Dixon has 3. Carly Pershini has 1. Riley Close has 1. And Alana Benson has 1 as we start the third quarter here. And Bradford will have the ball to start the third. Benson sets up the offense for the Lady Owls. Riley Close, Benson with a high screen. Close uses it to go to the left side. She'll pass it off and then gather it back. Bounce pass down low to Dixon. Dixon has to tip it back out. And Schleicher is able to get it before it's stolen. Pass to Pershini. And Pershini tries to pass down low. It's a little off the mark, but it ends up just going to a different Owl, which is quite nifty. It was a roll, and the pass went a little behind her, but Dixon was there instead of Pershini. Schleicher's inbound pass is tipped and stolen, so Warren's coming down the other way. Transition offense, Childress down low. Layup is good in transition for Gracie Ruhlman. So the third Ruhlman gets her first bucket of the game. We've got 3 Ruhlmans in the scorebook now. Alana Benson fakes right, drives left. 7 minutes left in the third quarter, 35-8. And here's a drive from Riley Close, loses it, has to jump on top of the ball and slide. Warren comes away with the steal. Emma Ruhlman dribbles into the corner. And good job by Alana Benson getting back on defense. Stop the one on nobody fast break by Emma Ruhlman. But Benson hustles back, and Warren has to set up the offense. Ruhlman pops out from his screen and gets an open 3-pointer. It's no good. Pershini will gather the rebound and bring it up across half court. Pershini waits. Schleicher trails. Benson to Pershini on the give and go. Passes a little high, and it's stolen. Warren now coming the other way. Pass down low to Ruhlman. Layup doesn't go, and it's knocked out of bounds on the rebound by Warren, so it'll be Lady Owls basketball. 35-8, just over 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Bradford trying to stay out of the mercy rule now, 3 points away from it. Mercy rule is at 30 points, currently 35-8. There's a steal by Warren. And it's another fast break. Left-handed layup is in for Emma Ruhlman. That's her 14th point now. She had 12 in the first half. Emma Ruhlman, not a point guard, by the way, just fast, tall, great shooter. Alana Benson takes a high screen, drives inside, and almost stripped by Ruhlman, but she'll be called for a reach-in foul. It'll be Warren's second foul of the half. So, again, Bradford did get into the bonus into that first half. They weren't able to take advantage of it. They didn't get any one-and-one free throw shots out of the deal, but they did get Warren high up into the team fouls. And now they have two here already in the third quarter. Here's a drive by Close. Bounce pass is stolen. Intended for Schleicher. Schleicher steals it right back off the dribble. Great hands by Abby Schleicher. She gets it back and gives it to Benson. Benson drives in, crossover. Good help defense by the Lady Dragons. And Benson has to get rid of it. She'll get it right back, though. Childress steps up on Benson. Warren in that man-to-man defense, a pick and roll for Pershini. Quick hands by Childress, almost gets the steal. Dixon tries to save it, but she ends up getting a steal. And then Bradford's just out-hustled by Warren on the fast break, but the layup misses, and Benson gets the rebound, and then she gets her cookies taken again. So another steal for Warren. Childress brings it down, finds a trailing Sam Ruhlman on the left side for a layup, and that's good for two. 37-8, 4 minutes, 20 seconds left in the third quarter. This transition offense for Warren is something to behold. I know I've said it so many times during the broadcast, but it's very impressive. Kaylee Dixon and pops out, and Pershini on the floor again. No call, so another Warren steal. Bounce pass from Ruhlman to Ruhlman. Layup doesn't go, and Dixon will gather the rebound. Good hustle by Dixon. She was just literally on the floor on the other side of the court. She gets all the way back down in time to gather the rebound from the missed shot. Close on top of the perimeter. And a three-pointer from Pershini. It's just short. And Warren will gather the rebound. Outlet pass to Childress, and she'll slow things down to set up Warren the offense, which they haven't really had to run much. At least in the second half, they've been turning everything into a transition. And even this, Childress just drives. She goes from the high right side of the perimeter, drives left, curls her way around the elbow, and drives right in for a left-handed layup. Good for two. 41-8, 3 minutes and 8 seconds left in the third quarter. Alana Benson now working. Passes out to Schleicher. Good give and go by Benson, but she gathers the pass just a little too low and has to dribble it back out. Beautiful play. Now she sets a high screen for Schleicher. Schleicher kicks it back out to Close. Close drives in. Nice pass behind the back. No look pass to Pershini. Pershini kicks it back out to Close. The shot is up and no good. And Schleicher almost gets the rebound, but it goes out of bounds. And that'll be Warren basketball as they do a quick personnel change. So a few fresh faces for Warren. For the Lady Owls, we do have Riley Cleveland back in the game. Here's a three-pointer for Emma Ruhlman. It's no good. Schleicher with the rebound. We also have Mackenzie Taylor back in the game. Taylor with the ball now. Pass over back to Taylor, and she is fouled. So Taylor, the freshman, draws a foul. It's going to be the third team foul for Warren. And a couple more Lady Dragons will come out. So some of the younger Warren players getting some playing time now. And this is only going to grow their program and benefit them in the future. They jump out to these big leads. Benson trying to get the inbound in, but she can't find an open Lady Owl. And that will be a violation. So a turnover here for Bradford on the inbound pass. But if Warren, you know, able to jump out to these big leads, put teams in the mercy rule, and then bring in some of their younger players, and now these, you know, freshman girls and sophomore girls are getting a lot of varsity experience. It's only going to help their program in the coming years. And, you know, they could be a dominant force in District 10 for years to come. Now it's Paris Civic for Warren. She finds the only Ruhlman still on the floor, Sam Ruhlman. Three-pointer's no good. And the Lady Owls gathered the rebound. Schleicher brings it up. Bounce pass to Close. Close finds Taylor. Taylor. And now it's Cadence Styles also in the game. Warren steals a pass. And Ruhlman will stop and hold the ball. Sam Ruhlman will pass it off to the right side. A drive and a layup and a floater. No idea how it goes, but Alyssa Farr somehow drives in on the right side, puts up a bit of a prayer as it looked like great. It was very well defended, highly contested shot, but somehow it skies up and falls in, and we end the third quarter. 43-8, Warren leads the Lady Owls. 8 minutes yet to play in the game. We'll be back with the fourth quarter of action. Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back at the Owl's Nest for Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports. And the Warren Lady Dragons are going to work right now. 43-8, they lead the Lady Gators. An unusually quiet night for Alana Benson. But we do have a few of the younger girls who have been playing very well. Mackenzie Taylor has seen a few minutes of playing time, and she looks excellent here tonight. A lot of hustle here from a lot of the Lady Owls. Schleicher, here's a spin move as Emma Ruhlman's back in the game. Spins out to the left, puts up a little floater from about 6 feet out. Doesn't go. Schleicher gets the rebound. Schleicher bounce pass on the right side to Close. Close, give and go. And a floater is no good, but she is pushed. So it'll be a foul on Warren. And some light giggling going on the court. It's always good to see. But Riley Close will go to the line for two, as it was a shooting foul. The first shot bounces in and out. No good. And she will take one more. The shot is up, and that one is good. So Riley Close will put the Owls at nine, Lady Owls at nine. So 43-9, 7 minutes, 20 seconds left in the game. Ruhlman, cross-court pass, kicked back out to Childress in the corner. So pretty interesting. Warren's put most of their starters back on the floor. They had pulled them in favor of some bench players to end the third quarter, but to start the fourth, most of the starters are back in. Still a whole quarter yet to play, so it's really not that unheard of. Here's Emma Ruhlman on the left side. Hands it off. A nice weave play. Emma Ruhlman to Sam Ruhlman. to Childress, back to Emma Ruhlman. Drive in through the traffic, and a right-handed finger roll drops. Wow. Emma Ruhlman with 16 points on the night. It's 45-9, 6.5 minutes to go. Schleicher bounce pass to Close. In the middle, and popped back out to Benson. Benson still being guarded by Childress, who's done a very good job tonight. Obviously, held Benson just to 1 point so far. Kaylee Dixon drives in, kicks it out. The 10-footer is up and no good. And Warren will bring it down the other way. So Riley Cleveland had a decent look there after a nice dish by Dixon. Finishes in there. Childress drives in, right side. And she's fouled. I believe it'll be on the shot. And it is. So Childress will shoot two. Childress as the kind of the main point guard, the main ball handler. First shot is up and no good. She also can put up a few points in her own right. Working on a 12-point game here so far. Second shot is up, and that's good. Make it 11. And here is Schleicher bringing up the ball for the Lady Owls. Pass to Dixon. Bounce pass to Benson. Benson will try to set it up. Back to Schleicher. 5.5 minutes left in the game. The Owls still showing a lot of fight here. Close drives in. Cross court pass to Schleicher. Schleicher pump fakes, drives baseline. Layup is no good. It's blocked, actually. And the Lady Owls come up with the rebound. Kaylee Dixon misses the putback. And then Schleicher gets another rebound. That putback is no good. And Warren will get the third rebound. So no fourth chance points. But nice job gathering a couple offensive boards there. Bounce pass down low from Emma Ruhlman. Wow, what a pass. And Gracie Ruhlman will receive and be the benefactor of a beautiful left-handed bounce pass down low. She hits the left-handed layup for two. It's 48-9, and the timeout will be called. We'll take a timeout with them. It's Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to the Owl's Nest. Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Just checked in with the boys in Warren, and they are still trailing the Dragons. It's 27-24, so Warren has a 3-point lead on the Owls now. And here's a steal by the Lady Dragons in the meantime. Left-handed layup in transition is no good, but Alyssa Farr is fouled, so she will go to the line to shoot two. So while the boys basketball team tries to battle back from a 3-point deficit, the Lady Owls here currently down to Warren, and the first shot is up and no good for Farr. She'll get one more. And that one's no good as well. Kaylee Dixon with the rebound. Outlet pass to Close. Close will bring it up. Tightly guarded by Sam Ruhlman. Bounce pass down low. And intended for Riley Cleveland. Can't get her hands around it. And it'll go out of bounds. But Warren touches it last. So it'll remain Bradford Owls, Lady Owls possession. There's about 4 minutes left on the clock now. Still 48-9. On the floor currently for the Lady Owls, Kaylee Dixon, Alana Benson, Abby Schleicher, Riley Close, and Riley Cleveland. And that ball goes out of bounds quickly after the inbound, and it'll be Lady Dragons basketball. Here's Sam Ruhlman bringing up the ball for Warren. Drives left high, left side, gets a high screen. And a travel. Travel called on Lindsay Modigan. And that'll be a turnover for Warren. They don't turn the ball over much, but the Lady Owls do get one there. 48-9. 3 minutes left in the game. Alana Benson still battling against Childress. She'll drive in left side, go baseline. Needs a little bit of help. Finds it by Abby Schleicher. Schleicher will drive. She finds a lane. Takes it on the left side. Layup is no good. Warren will come down with the rebound. Outlet pass. Sam Ruhlman gathers it at the top of the perimeter. And the Owls doing a good job to get back on defense, stop the transition. Sam Ruhlman left side drives. Layup is good. The Ruhlmans have come to play. All three of them, really. We'll have the tally up. Obviously, Emma Ruhlman is the leading scorer, but between the three of them, I mean, the Ruhlman family has been on fire. Lady Owls now close to Benson. Benson drives left side. She has a bit of a lane, but good help defense. Gets a quick hand on the ball, just enough to kind of tap where Benson wanted the ball to be and knock it out of there. Comes up with a steal. And let's see. I believe Warren is going to take a timeout. So we'll take a timeout with him. It's 50-9. Warren leads Bradford. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports. And down in Warren, the action is heating up as the Owls just tied it up at 30. It's now 30-30. They've come back against Warren. Warren has possession. But good job battling back. You know, the Owls, the boys team has shown some fight here early in the season. They were down by 13 to Otto Eldred, rallied back, took a 1-point lead, and then lost by one in the last few seconds of play. And now they're coming back against Warren. Meanwhile, Lady Owls have a minute 47 seconds left. Kind of leave it all on the line here. Kaylee Dixon almost comes up with a steal, but it gets booted out of bounds. On the plus side, it's booted out by one of the Lady Dragons. So it will be Lady Owls basketball. Kaylee Dixon with good defense on the outside. She was out on the perimeter guarding her assignment. She comes away with a steal, and the only way that Warren can hang on to it is with a little bit of help, and ends up getting booted out of bounds. Riley Close with the ball now. She's going to fake right, drive left, and should be a blocking foul on Warren. And it is. So Warren called for the blocking foul. Just under a minute to go here. 50-9, Bradford inbounds. And Alana Benson for three. It's good. Alana Benson gets her first field goal of the night, makes it 50-12. They will not go quietly into the night. Here's a pass down low. Lady Owls lose it, or Lady Dragons lose it. Kaylee Dixon comes away with a steal. And it's whistled dead here as Warren had to foul to stop the Lady Owls transition. So Lady Owls will inbound, 20 seconds left, 50-12. Schleicher will bring it up. Schleicher on the left side. Bounce pass on the right to Alana Benson. Benson takes a high screen from Schleicher. Give and go. Schleicher drives right side into traffic. Layup's no good. Dixon with the rebound. Dixon's putback is no good. And it goes out of bounds. And that's where the game will end with a final score of 50-12. Warren beats the Lady Owls, but a lot of bright spots here for this young Lady Owls team under the tutelage of a first-year head coach. Still working to find where are these points going to come from in the absence of Hannah Larry. Well, they found some answers, maybe not on point production, but found out a lot about themselves and how they battle down into the mercy rule. Alana Benson playing all the way through that game. Kaylee Dixon playing all the way through that game. Abby Schleicher out on the floor, putting together some good defense. It's going to be quiet praise, as it's not a lot of it is going to show up on the stat sheet. But some of these Lady Owls really played with a lot of heart tonight against a tough opponent, the reigning District 10 champion, Warren Lady Dragons. So we're going to take a 3-minute break. I'll tally up the stats. We'll be back with a post-game recap. It's Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner Circle. Winner Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Maybe he was born with his witty humor.
Some people bring joy wherever they go, some whenever they go.
Or as a Frontier newspaper reporter.
There's nothing to be learned from the second kick of a mule.
Maybe he got his insights from being a riverboat captain.
Never argue with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference.
Wherever he went, Mark Twain found humor all around. Humor. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Hey, it's Nina Black with this week on a special holiday episode. The 80s will sprinkle the land with festive magic from your favorite 80s stars, including John Mellencamp, The Boss, Bryan Adams, Pretenders, Pat Benatar, Bon Jovi, and a whole lot more only on the next Absolutely 80s. Sunday morning at 10 here on B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome to the Lady Owls post-game show on WESB Sports. As we wrap things up here from the Owls Nest, quick check-in in the action down in Warren, where the Owls are battling with the Dragons. Right now tied, or last I saw anyways, tied at 34. So the Owls were trailing a little bit. They went down, were down at halftime at least by about 4 points, I think, and then battled their way back. And now they're kind of just trading shots with Warren right now, tied at 34. Last I saw, it was Warren possession. So we'll see if we can't keep an eye on that. But we'll work our way through the post-game show here as the Lady Owls fall to the Warren Lady Dragons. Final score of 50-12. Spent a lot of that second half in the mercy rule. This Warren team is just very good. It's very good. I mean, it's obvious. They're District 10 champions from last season. And so we know that they have high expectations. They have very talented players, but more specifically, they can score in many ways, and they have a lot of players that can do it. So Warren is a very proficient, said it a lot tonight, but very proficient in the fast break and a transition offense. They get out on the floor quickly. They're pushing the ball down court, and they get a lot of points that way. But not only that, they have just about every player, especially in that starting five for Warren, can score from almost anywhere on the floor. Childress, Emma Ruhlman, who is one of the taller players for the Lady Dragons, but is a good shooter from the outside. She can handle the ball, did a really nice job tonight. And it's a lot for the Lady Owls to try to stop, to keep up with. Any way you cut it, it's a tough assignment for any team at all. But, you know, also for the Lady Owls team, who struggled a little bit last year, and they're coming off their last two seasons where they have had, you know, faces of this team, going back last year to Hannah Larry. They have had, you know, kind of their a signature player, you know, the kind of the key player, and now they're looking for that a little bit, and they might not find it. Instead, what they're going to find is a group of girls who go out and kind of just leave it on the floor, and they all spread it between each other, amongst themselves, and more of these girls are stepping up, and you can kind of see what the identity could become under first-year head coach Tony Richards. So he mentioned this a little bit as well, you know, working into a new program, you got to get the girls to buy into it. It's tough. They're setting up a new offense. They're running completely new plays, and you only get so many timeouts during a game. So, you know, you call those timeouts and you try to help out the ladies when you can. But when they're out there on the floor, they're out there on the floor. And as they get into, they spend more time under this coach and they have more time in practice running these plays and learning this offense, they're only going to get better, and it's going to show up on the floor and on the scoreboard. Right now, tough game. They get an early matchup against Warren. I mean, it's not a great way to start the season. The Lady Owls schedule this year is one of the toughest schedules that we've seen in recent years. Even Coach Richards came out and said that it's maybe the toughest schedule he's seen as a head coach. So pretty interesting to see. But as we mentioned, final score 50-12. So let's break it down. First quarter, Lady Dragons come out kind of firing, but you know, you see that not really sure how to get a read on them yet. They did set up a lot of offensive plays. They weren't quite running the transition as much. They come out and outscore Bradford 15-4 in that opening frame. Second quarter is when they really started to find their groove. They knew they can run on this team. They knew that they could get out in front, maybe put this team away early. And that's what they did. They outscored them in the second quarter 18-4. And then from there in the third quarter, put them in the mercy rule. So for the Lady Dragons, the leading scorer of the night was Emma Ruhlman. She finishes with 16 points. And before we, I don't want to go down the list. I want to go to the Ruhlmans. Then we have Sam Ruhlman with 6 points and Gracie Ruhlman with 4 points. So 3 Ruhlmans on the team. And between the three of them, they put up 26, more than half of the team's points as a whole. Emma Ruhlman was putting on an absolute show here, especially come the second half. She really started to find her groove. Good passing, good, you know, kind of awareness and vision. So easy to see why this team is doing so well. But we also have Riley Childress, the starting point guard. She put up 13. We have Haley Kosminski. She put up 7, all in the first half. So pretty impressive game from her. We have Alana Stewart put in 2 points, and also Alyssa Farr put up 2 points. For the Lady Owls, leading scorer does turn out to be Alana Benson. That late three-point shot actually bounced her in front of everybody else and put her as the leading scorer for the Lady Owls tonight. So that's, you know, 3 games in a row where she ends up as the leading scorer. As far as who is this offense going to run through, if it's going to be one focal point, it seems like that's the route it's going to take. It's going to be Alana Benson. She's going to need to put up the most points in order for this Lady Owls team to be successful, but she's going to need a lot of supporting cast. And, you know, you maximize these numbers. The players who they were tonight, Kaylee Dixon put up 3. Mackenzie Taylor, freshman, put up 2. Riley Close had 2, and Carly Pershini had 1. So those are kind of the players that are going to need to do it. They did a good job kind of trying to gel together here tonight. You can see a lot of it is the stuff that they will be working on in practice. There was a lot of turnovers. There was a lot of high passes. There was a lot of bounce passes that should be, you know, probably chest passes there. A lot of bounce passes that got stolen because they're really probably shouldn't have been a bounce. Should have went straight to the teammate. But that is stuff that's going to be ironed out in practice. This is all stuff that Coach Tony Richards knows. He's going to see it. He's going to work on it. And the Lady Owls will go from there. They do fall to 0-3 on their season to start things out. So they'll have to pick themselves up from that. The Warren Lady Dragons, though, just put on a show tonight. Tomorrow, we're going to be back with the boys team. The Bradford Owls will be traveling to Johnsonburg. So we'll be coming to you live from Johnsonburg for the Owls. Hopefully they come away with that close win tonight. I see them in a timeout now, so it must still be a pretty close game. Last we saw 34-34, fighting for the win in Warren. Tomorrow in Johnsonburg, we'll be coming to you live from there. And I think that'll do it from the Owl's Nest. For my sound engineer and producer, Andy Paulson, back at the station, this is Jimmy Kelt signing off of Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Here's the Buzz in Bradford. Santa Claus.